Do you wonder why I called you the total package?
Yeah, why you call me the total package?
Deborah, you are a composer. You play the bass. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Deborah, you know, you write songs. You sing. Can you cook, Deborah?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's where my anointing is.
Oh, okay. So, Deborah, how does one become so talented like that?
You know what? I don't really know. I'm still trying to elevate myself.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
Now, you were first featured on, was it Wild Gospel 2003.
Uh-huh.
What kind of thrill did you get when you found out that you were going to be on the Wild Gospel 2003?
Man, there was really no words for it because, I mean, not many, I think they highlight unknowns, maybe one or two on each album, each Wow, and it was a privilege, really,
wow,
for them to even consider it.
Now, your new project,
mm-hmm.
Surrender?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about a couple of songs. Of course, the first song I'm going to ask you about is Message in the Music.
Mm-hmm.
I like the song. I like the groove, and I like the phrasing, the way you do it. What type of style would you consider that as being?
I won't say it's neo-soul, but, I mean, it has sort of like that flavor to it. And some people think it's like it has a jazz influence also, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know.
How would you classify your music?
I would classify, I mean, of course it's gospel,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of far less from gospel because I mean it has some hip hop R&B flavor to it. And that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to get those audiences that listen to hip-hop and R&B on the regular. You know what I mean?
Right.
Give them something they can relate to. And I pray to God that's what it does.
You know, and I think so on this project. I'll tell you a song that I really like. And tell us about the song, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a pretty song. It's sort of a ballad.
Yeah, that's a ballad that it's a gospel. It has the gospel thing happening, and it was written by me and a girl named Tiffany McLemore and Michael McLemore. But yeah, I just pray that song just touches everybody.
You know, and I think it will. How about Love?
Love is, it has like the Stevie Wonder flavor to it, and it's like a up-tempo, medium-tempo type tune. I wrote that along with me and my brother, and that one to me has like an R&B old school flavor to it.
Okay, now being a writer, take us through maybe a day of just writing a song. What do you do? How do you get into the mood of just writing?
Well, you sit down, you close yourself up in a room, or even, like, you might even sit down and vibe with somebody, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times you get some influences from other people that you know, other musicians. But, like, for most of the album, I sat down and I tried to clear my head and think of, you know, just tight grooves or even melody lines. And that's basically how you come up, or how I came up with a lot of these songs.
Okay, you mentioned vibing with other musicians.
Mm-hmm.
You do a song because of you with Fred Hammond?
Yeah.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I took a trip to Detroit, and it was, man, that was so awesome. I was so awesome. I don't even have words for it. And
wow.
I really tried to leave him alone because I wanted something straight from his heart. And that's what he came up with.
Fred is awesome, isn't he?
Man, yeah.
Who are some of your mentors?
Mentors. You mean people that I tried to trace after?
Yeah, people you trace after.
Oh yeah, I've got plenty of influences. Everybody from old school Stevie Wonder to music soul child, India RE, Kim Burrell, Karen Clark, Dietrich Haddon, Tone. I mean, just a whole slew of them.
What makes your music and your project different from other projects?
What makes it different? I would say, I don't know. It is different, isn't it?
It is. It's very good, but it's different.
Yeah.
And I think to capture the attention of record labels, you need something new, fresh,
uh-huh.
and different. And I think you have that.
Mm-hmm. I just basically tried to keep, like, the R&B flavor, hip-hop thing, and with live musicians. That's what I tried to do. And the Word of God on top.
All right. How long have you been playing the bass?
I've been playing the bass for a good little while. I've been playing with church for about 10 years, though.
Isn't it, I'm not going to say strange, but I'm going to say different seeing, to me it is different seeing a woman playing bass.
Yeah, most people say that. And they sit there and look at me like, okay, well, can she play?
And, of course, you show them that you can play. I tell you. Why the title Surrender to your project?
That's one of the songs on my record, and it's basically, it tells people how to get born again. And it's simply, you just have to surrender. You raise your hands and simply say, I surrender.